Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. When a child is diagnosed with a rare and difficult disease, there is so much chaos and stress. The care that they are given in the hospital and the attitude and optimism of their family and support network are crucial. My guest today, Nell C., was diagnosed with a rare condition at the age of 9. She emerged from that very scary experience and is well and thriving now with her disease in remission. She wrote a book called My Hospital Story, which is shared with patients and families as well as medical students. Nell is a rare disease advocate and a beacon of light and kindness for children and families going through health challenges. Welcome back, everyone. I'm really excited to introduce you to my new friend, Nell. She has just a really important and special story to share with us. She wrote a beautiful book. Hey, Nell, thanks so much for making time to be with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is such a pleasure to meet you. So why don't you start off from the very beginning? Tell us about yourself, how old you are, where you live, what grade you are in school, all that good stuff. And then tell us all about your journey to writing this book and all of the good work that you do.
Yeah, so my name's Nell and I'm from McLean, Virginia. I'm a current junior in high school, so I'm 17. And basically all this started when I was diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease when I was 9 years old, so when I was in fourth grade. That ended up leaving me in the hospital for quite some time, about a month. And when I was there, I felt incredibly lonely. I was missing out on school. I didn't see my friends for a long time. I used to be a travel lacrosse player, and so suddenly losing the ability to walk, talk, even just like move my arms properly, that was incredibly debilitating physically, but also just mentally, learning how to cope with that. And so when I transitioned out of the hospital, there was so much that I wanted to process and needed to process. And that's when I first started journaling and putting all of my feelings into the journal. And that journal is actually what became the basis for writing this book I wrote called My Hospital Story. And it's intended to help other kids in the hospital feel less alone through like humor and insight of my own experiences in the daily hospital life.
Wow. Well, that's really beautiful. And I'm so sorry that you went through all of that. That must have been terrifying for you and for your family, Especially. I have 3 children myself, and I know that when they're unwell, especially if you don't know what's going on, right, that seemed like to come out of nowhere to be a vibrant, active, athletic 9-year-old and then to end up in the hospital. I am so grateful that you were able to be treated and that you are better. Is it an ongoing situation? You receive treatment on an ongoing basis? How do you feel today? How does that feel for you now?
So yeah, I'm currently in remission, so I haven't had any relapses, thankfully, but I give myself monthly injections with this subcutaneous treatment. And then I also get monthly infusions, which I'm currently in right now. So
I have to tell everyone that Nell is so generous and kind that she's literally receiving an infusion right now as we are speaking. And that just speaks to the resilience of you, Nell, and also of other children and young adults who have to go through really challenging physical treatments and still get up every day and smile and go to school and apply to college and do your homework and have social interaction and all of those things. But thank God there is a treatment for you and that you are in remission. That is the good news. And I love that you took to journaling when this was going on for you. As a writer myself, I know that processing things and getting your feelings out on paper, it actually does help you to feel better. And you sharing this with others, obviously, people are going to resonate with this and it's going to make them feel better. So we are less alone when we write and we read and we share our stories with others. So tell us a little bit more about the book. What is it? Is it a children's book? Is it sort of for young adults? And how does it get shared with other young people? Do you donate them to hospitals? Tell us everything about it.
Yeah. So the book itself it's kind of geared towards children, I guess, because I do write in like a fun, playful kid voice. But I think it's very much universal to anybody of all ages going through a challenging time or something that's like a life-changing or life-altering experience. So the book is in the format of journal entries. So it'll be like, oh, week one, day one. And like, each journal entry starts with a quote. I'm like such a big fan of quotes. I love good quotes. And so I'll write like about a specific memory or a specific moment that happened that day. And then at the end of each chapter, I write a little reflection of me now looking back on that. And like the insight that I kind of am realizing and or the little gifts or lessons that I learned. I'll give one example for context. There was this one day where, so I had a feeding tube up in my nose, down my throat. And one day it got caught on the railing of my bed and got yanked out. And so I thought that this was going to be like the worst day ever. They were going to have to put in another tube, which is like, I won't go into the details of it, like not the most pleasant experience. Literally the next moment, my fourth grade writing teacher appears at the door with this ginormous milkshake in hand. And she is just, I call her one of my angels because she felt like a lifesaver in that moment because they wanted me to get like a very high amount of calories per day if they were. So that was the story. And just knowing that there are people who show up for you.
Of course. And that's so amazing that your teacher came to visit. I mean, listen, when a young person ends up in the hospital like that, you know, the community really does rally around. And I think that that's a beautiful thing, right? All these kids that you went to school with, nobody could even imagine for a moment what you were going through. I mean, a feeding tube and all these other things, being in the hospital for a month, that's a really, really long time for a little kid. Again, just a terrifying experience. And I'm so grateful to see you smiling on my screen. So tell me how the book gets disseminated. People can purchase it, I would assume. And also, are you able to donate copies? Like, how does that piece work? And how do you even get it published?
Yeah. So first I'll take that last in. I went through like just the main self-publishing route. It felt a little bit more fitting for what I wanted to do specifically, which is distribute it to hospital, children's hospitals and get into the hands of patients. I've been to a couple of like local kids business fairs as well, like youth business fairs where I sell it and tell people about it, but it's also available online to purchase via Amazon, and all the proceeds that I do get are donated to research at Children's National Hospital.
Amazing. Is that where you were treated?
That is where I was treated. And it's really cool too, because now, even though this was not my original intention, now the book is used, and I think some of their medical students for their training programs to give them an insight into the patient experience and what that's like. And so helping not only patients, but other future healthcare professionals.
Wow. That is so special and so important. You know, I have a few friends who are physicians, and we always marvel at the fact that they don't spend a lot of time studying and learning about the psychology and the human experience and how to speak to people in an appropriate way, right? Or how to speak to a child about their diagnosis or how to talk to families. I think there's so much about the clinical piece that they have to learn, which I totally understand. But if we forget that there are people on the other side in the bed, you know, the bedside manner piece, I hope that we're doing a better job of that these days versus, you know, many years ago when it was like the doctor was like almighty and knew everything and didn't have to speak particularly thoughtfully to families and to patients. But I love that they're using this to teach doctors how to treat children and what their experiences might be, and that they're very different from adults, right? Like, kids in the hospital are not just smaller adults. They're actually children, right? And their treatment should be different, and the way that they're, that everything is handled should be different. And I just love that that's being used as a tool in that way. Do you have a sense of how many copies you've sold?
Oh, that's a great question.
It's been how many years now? You wrote it a while ago.
It was 2021 when it was published.
Right.
So, right out of COVID. Yeah. I mean, definitely like a couple hundreds.
It's great.
But yeah, it's, I think the most meaningful thing is when I have like genuine interactions with the people who have read it and who like directly reach out to me. I think that's like the most meaningful piece.
Right. Absolutely. Is there a way for them to reach you on the book itself?
Yeah, they can find me through my website or my Instagram a lot of the time is more common.
Sure. No, it's so wonderful. Do you have a sense, I know you're only a junior and you still have a little time before you get into college and figure out the rest of your life, but is it anything, you know, is writing sort of in your future? Is the medical field in your future? Like, what do you think?
That's an amazing question. I feel like there's so many different things that I'm interested in. I don't think I'm going to pursue like the direct medical path because I think that I would be too frustrated having to work within a system where like change is very limited. But I think I would love to do stuff more on like the policy end, even healthcare policy, and just a lot of things too, like working in the nonprofit space. I love engaging with people and humans. And yeah, I would love to be part of that.
I think that your level of compassion and empathy for people who are going through difficult times, I think that does inform your ability to be a really impactful person in both the policy space and the nonprofit space. Well, now tell us everything about where people can learn more, purchase the book, get in touch with you, you know, maybe get copies of the book for the hospital where they work or where they go for treatment. Tell us everything.
Yeah, great question. So as I mentioned before, it's available on Amazon. You can reach me. I think probably the easiest way, if you are on Instagram, at My Hospital Story, which is also the title of my book. And then you can also visit my website, which is just nellchoy.com. And yeah, I think also one thing that I've been starting to get into is like speaking at different conferences for like healthcare related things or rare disease related things.
Sure. Tell us more about that. That's amazing. So you're speaking to adults in the rare disease space, people who work for nonprofits, that sort of thing?
So I'm a junior ambassador to the Sid Meier Foundation for Rare Neuroimmune Diseases, and they host a lot of these things called patient days where they bring patients, families, medical providers in a specific city or town together for a day where it's like an information session and support systems for the families there. And so I've helped like moderate panels and speak and share a little bit about my story, which has been incredibly meaningful to connect with other patients there.
Absolutely. That is really wonderful. And you're so well-spoken and you're so positive. And I think you are like really a person that can speak in, at a level and in a way that makes people listen, right? I say this all the time to young people, like when you go into a space and you're passionate about something and you have a personal story that's really quite meaningful, people will listen. And that is going to change hearts and minds, right? Like that is going to change the way that people approach rare diseases or supporting research into rare diseases, right? You're not just, this isn't a monolith, right? It isn't just numbers. You are a person who went through this at the age of 9. And here you are at 17 and you've done this wonderful work with your book and you want to continue to spread this message. Like, I do think it makes people pay attention. So good for you. That's amazing.
Stories spark change, I feel.
Absolutely. Stories are everything. They are everything. And that's why I'm so, so grateful to highlight yours. Well, Nell, thank you so much for sharing this with us. We're wishing you the best. I hope that you feel well and your college process goes smoothly. You're going to do great things in the world.
Thank you so much.
It was great to meet you.
You too.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.